أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا. In the opening ayat of Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the glorious Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of how he had revealed the Qur'an to his abd, his slave and servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us that the Qur'an has no crookedness within it, no iwaj, iwaja, and the Qur'an is a straightforward book. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained two objectives of the Qur'an. Number one, it warns people of the severe punishment and might of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it also gives good news and it inspires hope to the believers, those who have performed righteous deeds and continue to do so. It informs them and gives them the good news of a handsome and wonderful reward that awaits them in Akhirah in the form of Jannah, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they shall abide forever. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 4 of Surah Al-Kahf, وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the Qur'an also specifically warns those who say that Allah has taken a son unto himself. Specific mention is made of them, even though they are included in the general statement that was made earlier, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Qur'an warns about the severe punishment and might of Allah azza wa jal. Ya Allah mentions them specifically, those amongst the Jews who said that Uzair is the son of Allah, and those amongst the Christians who claim that Isa is the son of Allah. It's such a great statement and such a manifest lie that they speak, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them specifically and says that the Qur'an warns those who claim that Allah has taken a son unto himself. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ وَلَا لِآبَائِهِمْ. Allah says, neither do they nor their forefathers have any knowledge regarding it. It's not based on knowledge. The claim that they make is based on ignorance, not knowledge. كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Allah says, how serious, how huge, and how grave is the statement that comes out from their mouths. For them to just utter the statement is such a grave thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِيَّقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا. They are saying nothing but a lie. It is a lie, it is conjecture, it is not based on any evidence and knowledge. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the intense worry and concern that he had for his community and for his people. Allah says, فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it seems as if you shall destroy yourself, as if you are prepared to kill yourself and destroy yourself after them, going behind them and preaching to them and going time and again to them over and over again. It seems as if you are going to destroy yourself out of grief. إِلَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. If they do not believe in this hadith, in this Qur'an, it seems as if you are going to completely annihilate yourself and destroy yourself out of the concern and worry that what will happen to them if they do not accept the message of the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he should do what he is commanded to do in terms of fulfilling his responsibility and conveying the message, but he should not go behind them to the point where now he is going to destroy his own self, and he is going to neglect his own health and physical needs because of them not accepting this message of the Qur'an. Allah speaks of the earth, the dunya, and whatever he has created on it. And he reminds us, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا. Allah says, whatever we have placed on earth and whatever we have made in this dunya, we have done so زِينَةً لَهَا, as an adornment for the earth. That is what it is all about, the adornment of the earth. And when you look at any building or any structure, the adornment is not the objective. The adornment in the building is not the real objective of the building. You are living in a home. The four walls and the foundation and the roof above you, that serves the purpose. And that is the real objective of the home. Everything else, the amenities and whatever decor there might be, and everything else, that's just for adornment and beautification. If all of that is taken away, the house will still serve its purpose. But if all of that is left and the foundation and the walls are taken away, then its purpose is there's no objective. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that everything that we have placed on earth, these are all there for adornment and beautification. Whatever we see around us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا. Why? Why have we made all of this an adornment and a beautification for the earth? Allah says, لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ, to test them. It is our test. It is our test to test our loyalty to Allah Azza wa Jal. Will we make these, these things that Allah has placed in this earth as an adornment, will we make it the objective of our lives, and will it lure us and tempt us away from Allah Azza wa Jal? Allah says, this is your test. This is the test for insan. Allah has deliberately made things attractive and beautiful. Why? To test us. There must be some test in order for us to earn Jannah, in order for us to prove our loyalty to Allah Azza wa Jal. That is how loyalty is proven, and that is how a person's sincerity is tested. There must be a test in order for us to express our sincerity and our loyalty to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says this is the test. The dunya and whatever is placed on the dunya in the form of adornment and beautification. Allah says, لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ, to test them. To test them in which way? Or what is the test? أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Who from amongst them will perform the best of deeds? Who from amongst them will perform أحسن? أحسن عملا is to present a deed with excellence. Who will worship Allah despite all the attractions and the beautification and the adornment? You will be in the center of distractions, yet you will not forgo your salah. You will be in the center of distractions, yet you will not become oblivious of the commandments of Allah. You will be in the center of distraction, yet you will not violate any of the commandments of Allah. So Allah has placed all these adornments around us. Allah says, Allah wants to see, أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنْ عَمَلًا. Who from amongst them will perform the most excellent of deeds? وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that whatever, indeed, whatever we have placed on earth, we shall certainly turn it into a barren land. Allah reminds us of the reality of the dunya, that all this beauty and all the adornment, Allah says, indeed, we are going to convert it, and we will one day turn it into nothing but one barren and empty land. May Allah grant us the understanding.